That's the sound of the Smashing Pumpkins and a tune called 1979. Well, that was a good year, I'm sure, for certain. We're talking of wine of the week, and I'm sure 1979 was a good year for certain cultivars. But today, we're talking 2020. And in particular, the Beyersdorf Pinotage Reserve 2020. From Beyersdorf, the home of Pinotage, and with us from Tops at Lifestyle, Eamon Dowling. Lovely to see you again.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here.
And a lovely bottle of wine.
Yes.
Looks gorgeous. Tell
great
us about
to
it.
To showcase this, Dave, from Beyersdorf and his son Henri, the Pinotage Reserve 2020. Specific site, specific soils that have made this such a beautiful, stunning Pinotage, I think, and coming from the prince himself, Beyersdorf of Pinotage.
Are you telling me that this man has been acknowledged globally as one of the best winemakers in the world?
That's
quite a boast.
That's correct, Dave. It's true as I'm sitting in this chair.
Okay.
I've met him a few times, but he's so down to earth, so easy to talk to. He's just unbelievable. And his son as well, Henri. They're absolutely two brilliant winemakers, as far as I know.
Well, apparently this is a very special Pinotage, because as you've explained, when it comes to Pinotage, they're not all created equal. This is a particular reserve Pinotage, and what does that mean?
Dave, there's a lot goes into when people say reserve. So I class it as reserve being it's from specific soils, specific blocks of grapes at Beyersdorf that have gone into production of making this. And the thing with Beyers, when he's making Pinotage, which he was known for when he was winemaker at Cannon Cup while he was there, he was instrumental in manual punch downs, where you didn't have a machine to press the grapes. It was done manually by hand, and it was done not necessarily over hours. He brought it down to maybe maybe 15, 20 minutes. By doing manual punch downs, you're getting exactly what you want from the grape. You're getting the right extract of juice, tannins, colour, which all give texture to the wine eventually when it goes to be bottled.
So it's part science, part art, part magic.
Part magic and nature as well. Nature plays a
maybe
big
that's where
part.
The magic comes in. All right. Well, why don't we pop a cork or twist a cap? I'm not sure which it is. Probably a cork, eh?
It's a cork. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's pop a cork. We'll play a bit of music in the interim, and we'll come back and give you what you no doubt are waiting for—an honest opinion. Is this wine worth buying at Tops? Well, let's play a little music, and we will come back on the other side, and I'll give it to you from the heart.
Take it out. myself, but that's one thing I never mean to do, no. Cause I love you. I love you alone.
That's a pretty good track at the back there. Joe Cocker and his friends not only be misunderstood, but we're tasting the Beierskloof Pinotage Reserve 2020. Now, Pinotage is traditionally not my favorite red wine, and it goes back to where it originated, I suppose, 20-odd years or so ago. And it was as dry as an old cork. It really was dry.
Dry and harsh.
Not everyone's cup of tea, and it definitely wasn't mine. And as a result, when Merlot hit the market, I said, oh, that's I prefer that. But I've got to tell you, with hand on heart, this is spectacular. And I'll tell you what we're tasting. Lively blackberry flavors upon entry. Absolutely there. With delicate cedar oak aromas from barrel maturation. And yet it's not heavily wooded at all.
Not at all. It's so soft.
The wine is an excellent balance. A lovely core and a long, juicy aftertaste. Absolutely right. They recommend that it would pair extremely well with lamb chops on the braai and a springbok fillet. Ready to enjoy upon release, but will develop well for up to 10 years. So, here it is. You could pick up a case of Beierskloof Pinotage Reserve and enjoy some of it right now, and over the next couple of years, it's just going to get better and better.
Better as it goes along, Dave, yeah.
Now, I hope you're going to be tasting this one on the weekend.
We are, Dave. Saturday and Sunday between 12 and 2 on both days.
Because this is really, I mean, it's an interesting revelation to me. I've changed my opinion now on Pinotage. I would never ordinarily, and I say it's purely because I didn't enjoy it back in the day. I found it to be not at all to my liking. But
it's one of those, yeah, it's one of those varietals that people either like it or they don't like it. But I think over the years now, with the way the winemakers are putting their own spin on it, and the way they're the way it's been harvested and the way it's been not bottled, the way they're making the actual peanuts, the way the grapes have been pressed, hand sorted, hand picked, the best of the best grapes are used. This is what ends up finally in a bottle.
And what sort of price point are we talking here?
It was not badly priced at
$189.99. Ah, well.
I think it's very it's worth every cent.
For a bottle that looks like a collectible that would be up in the very premium rack. Certainly, that's a surprise. I was going to suggest it would have been sort of 250 plus.
Well, he does do, Beierskloof do make the diesel Pinotage. I call it the Vin Diesel, but it's the diesel Pinotage. And that's one. It's always basically in the absolute top 10 Pinotage Awards every year. It's always been in there. And I think it's brilliant. But now you're talking premium Pinotage.
Well, listen, this for me is premium Pinotage.
Yeah, this is right up there really with good. It.
At $189, what an absolute find. It's the wine of the week, Beierskloof. Beierskloof Pinotage Reserve 2020. It's available at Tops at Lifestyle right now. If you want to taste or try before you buy, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 2, you're going to be tasting. We mentioned that there may well be a new competition starting. Is that
Dave,
still under wraps?
It's under wraps at the moment, but I can tell you, hopefully from next week, we'll be able to announce. I can tell you what it will be. It's going to be a premium golf bag.
Okay.
A golf bag with a couple of bottles of single malt whiskey included in it,
hidden in the recesses of the golf bag.
Yes, Because there might not be any
to cheer people up that don't play golf, like me. Yeah. I mean, I golf bag's lovely, but I don't want one. But if it's got a few bottles of scotch in it, I'll take it anyway.
I'll take it. Yes, myself included.
And there it is, the wine of the week, brought to you by Thompson Lifestyle. And you'll be able to hit us up on our podcast platform if you only just joined us and would like to hear it again, or if you didn't hear it, would you like to hear it, about our wine of the week, the Beyers Kloof Pinotage Reserve 2020. It'll be up as a podcast shortly. And Eamon will be back again in a week's time with more excitement from Thompson Lifestyle. Yeah. Eamon, Slanja.
Slanja, Dave. All the best.
Good health. And the show, the afternoon show, continues on the other side.